The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, I mentioned before the break that famous YouTuber Trisha Paytas has sparked controversy after she named her son Aquaman Moses. She said she chose the name as she admits to being a big fan of the Aquaman comics and the accompanying movie. The question is, are celebrities taking baby names just a bit too far? Well, joining me to talk about this are Jen Hogan, who's an Irish Times journalist and host of the Conversations with Parents podcast, and Brenda Power, columnist with the Sunday Times and the Irish Daily Mail. Good morning and welcome. Now, we'll talk to you first, Jen, about your own family and how you name them.
Hiya, Pat. Yeah, look, I mean, one person's Aquaman is another person's Jason. And I have a child named after Spider-Man. So I'm feeling that perhaps I can't be quite so judgmental here. He slightly laments the fact that I didn't go the full hog and call him Spider-Man.
But that's the point. Is he Spider-Man Hogan or is he Toby?
He's Toby. But he has, now in fairness, he's still a child in primary school. So he has pointed out, you know, Spider-Man might have been a bit cooler. But it was absolutely influenced by the actor that plays Spider-Man. And because Spider-Man was on in our house the whole time, I have another child named after a Jedi Knight, Luke. Again, these are kind of okay, acceptable names, but they were still influenced by movies. And another fella named after Jamie Carragher, the ex-Liverpool footballer. So there, it does come into play, this whole idea of pop culture and sport influence.
So Luke Skywalker, you got Luke from the Jedi. Jamie Carragher, a footballer, of course. You have another child with the middle name Michael now. Is that Michael Collins?
Yeah. No, that's Michael Jackson, and I'm a little bit quieter about that when you were, because I love Michael Jackson's music. It's a little bit more difficult, I think, to admit to him being called Michael. So I just did it on the airwaves instead. But it's a little bit more difficult to say that's why you chose his middle name, because things change, and I suppose it's something to be conscious of. So now we just pretend it's after an uncle or something. But it was influenced by the fact that I grew up with Michael Jackson's music and was obsessed with him and was devastated when he died. And so I decided, right, I'll give that name to one of my kids. And I have another child, like my daughter's named after a character in Home and Away that I loved her when I was about 15, and it hung on until I had a little girl, and then I called her Chloe too. So there are certain things that definitely influenced the names of my children over the years. They're not as outlandish or as crazy as we might think with Aquaman, but it was influenced in their own way by different things that I enjoyed or liked in my life.
Jen, do you believe that anything goes nowadays? Because I can recall that great song by Johnny Cash, A Boy Named Sue, and the idea being he called him Sue so that it would toughen him up. He'd get a hard time in school and in life generally, but that would make him into a tough guy. He'd be resilient. But at the end of the song, anyone remembers it, he said, if you ever have a child, whatever you do, don't call him Sue.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine some names may require children to become resilient, definitely over the course of a year. But a lot of the time you're talking celebrities, aren't you, who are going to pick these names, who maybe they'll live in this kind of sheltered world. And when you think of the kind of shock when Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin called their daughter Apple, and we were all, have they lost the plot? But over the years, I haven't heard any Apples. I have heard different names crop up, like even things like Harper. The Beckhams called their youngest daughter Harper. Harper was quite popular for a while, with a lot of little girls called Harper. So people do copy them. I don't think it's fair to, for obviously that was a song, but I don't think it's fair to necessarily expect your child to suck it up. But it would be good if we had put a little bit of thought into the consequences.
I'm
not sure I agree with policing it completely.
I've no doubt that popular culture does influence names. Remember from, was it Big Brother, you had Jade, and there many Jades were named, and you've loads of people. I'm not sure there are many Beyoncés being christened in Ireland at the moment, but no doubt there are one or two.
Whitney's, we have a few Whitney's. There's a few Whitney's out there, probably a few Tiffany's. So there are a few different names. You can nearly place somebody's age by their name. My own name, Jennifer, had a resurgence in the 90s with Friends. So we're definitely influenced by the things that we watch and hear and enjoy.
Now, Brenda Power, a rock of sense. So what do you think of these changing trends?
I think Jen's experience is pretty common, actually. I mean, the names she's chosen are not unusual, and it's not uncommon for people to name their children after celebrities or royals or whatever. That's always been the case. But I think the trend towards very unusual names is relatively recent. And you know what? Aquaman Moses is not the strangest that I have ever heard. Have you ever seen the list of Elon Musk's children's names?
I don't know how to pronounce them.
Technomechanicus is one of the poor children's names. Another is called Seldon Lycurgus. There's a Romulus and Arcadia. I mean, he just completely went crazy. And you see, you can say, well, maybe people give their children unusual names to help them to stand out. So, I mean, Jen's kids' names are not unusual. I wouldn't call Toby or Luke. But people calling them very unusual names to help them stand out. Pat, it's interesting, if you look into this, it's actually a kind of millennial thing, and it has been linked to the idea of a username that millennials grew up with, you know, your own mm-hmm. unique identifier. And also there's sort of suggestions that the desire to give your child a name that will make them stand out is again a cultural, maybe a socioeconomic thing, that maybe 50 years ago, you know, what you wanted for your child was conformity, to fit in. Yeah. So I think the top three names were like William, Michael and John in the UK, and it accounted for half the children. And now we're more inclined to look towards, rather than collectivism, individualism, and to name your child something that helps them stand out. Because maybe it's a sense that, well, there's not much else I can give my child these days other than a good start in life that will distinguish them.
I was thinking, though, Brent, about the waves of names. You know, there were traditional names back in the day, you know, when I was at school, there'd be Pats and Sean's and Michael's and Jim's, and on the female side, there'd be Nuala's and Mary's and Marion's and all of that kind of thing. Then you got a wave of trendiness, the Emmett's, the Troy's, the Jack's, the Jason's. Then we had a great resurgence of names Oscuelga. Do you remember that trend?
Right.
It might
yes.
still be there a little bit. Then we got into the Beyoncé and kind of the whole TV generation, you know, whether you were watching Dallas or Dynasty, you often picked up names there. But now there's a resurgence of old-fashioned names.
That's right, and that seems to me to be cyclical as well, although the sort of religious and kind of ancestral element of it is gone, you know, where you used to call your child after your grandfather or you couldn't, there was a time where you couldn't baptise a child in Ireland without a saint's name. But people are now, reverting to older names. I was just looking at the list of the most popular names in the UK. The BBC published it. The most popular boy's name for the second year in a row, by the way, is Mohammed. But names like Olivia and Amelia are topping the list for girls, and boys more unusual, Noah and Oliver, but again older names. So I mean, that influencer you mentioned, she called her son Aquaman Moses. He's not going to be known as Aquaman, he's going to be called Moses. I mean, you remember many years ago David Bowie, I'd say back in the 70s, called his son Zoe, and as soon as the kid got old enough to have a say in it, he changed it to Joe. So, I mean, I think all of these kids with unusual names will end up sort of either addressing them themselves. But it's just an interesting trend, I think. And it's not a bad thing. Yeah. I don't think it's a bad thing.
One of the other problems is a name really has got to suit you. Because if you're called, you know, something that, mm-hmm. that suggests you're a superhero and you're in fact a wimp, it doesn't work.
And also it can stereotype you and maybe even have an effect on the career you choose. Or how you're perceived before people even meet you. So that is something parents need to consider. I mean, I have a friend who recently called her daughter Mary, because she said by the time she's in her 20s, there won't be a single Mary in her group. But also, you know, to weigh up how the name sounds with the surname, something people don't always do. Until it's pointed out, they don't maybe necessarily go.
And I mean, there's another problem when you get double barrel names, and if a double barrel named child marries another double barrel named child, their children will have four names, or else they'll have to cull. They'll have to cull a bit, won't they? you know, the idea that someone has a name and it might be Jen was suggesting that naming someone after Michael Jackson, there might be a bit of a cloud over that. So you call someone something, and then someone in the public eye becomes notorious for bearing that name. I mean, are there many Adolfs in Germany at the moment, I wonder?
I don't know. But I mean, you don't have to explain to anybody where the name Michael comes from. Nobody's got to say, God, that's very unusual. Where did you come up with that?
Well, there was the Michael Jackson connection that she was referring to there. But yes, that idea that someone becomes so notorious and infamous that it gives a bad smell to your name.
Well, indeed. And I mean, that's why you need to be ultra careful. I mean, there are consulting services that you can access that will help you come up with a name for your children. That woman, by the way, she has other children that influencer you mentioned. Her other kids are called Malibu, Barbie and Elvis. So she has form in this regard. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing.
Yeah. Elvis is an old Norse name, I believe. Alvis it comes from. And it's also related to the name Alvin. So, you know, there is a little bit of history attached to Mr. Presley's name.
And you know the name Bear, which has become popular, that apparently is the original meaning of the name Arthur. So if your grandfather was Arthur, calling your son Bear is actually an ancestral tribute. So, I mean, some of these names actually have a legitimate origin, I guess.
Okay, now here's a very interesting remark from one of our listeners. Celebs sometimes do not announce their child's real name and come up with a different name to give to the press, obviously, ultimately, to protect the child. Frank Zappa called one of his daughters Moon Unit. Regarding the Beckhams calling their daughter Harper, I know someone who called their daughter Harper after the author Harper Lee. Maybe that's who the Beckhams named their child after. A sort of a literary Beckham.
That is what they did. Mm-hmm. That was what they said.
Yeah. That's what they said.
Yeah. She's going to have to spend her life explaining, though, that she was called after Harper Lee and not Harper Beckham, which is a little bit, you know, embarrassing.
I wonder, all the John Pauls that were christened after Pope John Paul II, not the first, back in the 70s and 80s, are they still John Pauls or are they JPs at this stage?
Why not? I think, it's John Paul Phelan, isn't that right?
All right, bring back the name Nuala.
Yes.
Except the Nuala's have done that so much harm that perhaps it won't make a comeback. Anyway, look, thank you both very much for joining us. Jen Hogan and Brenda Parr, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.